TK and Berkey with you here on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to talk a bit of football now with Mossy. Philip, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, TK. How's training going, by the way, mate?
Fantastic.
You enjoying?
Outstanding. We had a double session on the grass yesterday, and nothing beats it.
Nothing beats it.
I'm not sure the players feel that
standing
way.
Standing on a clipboard on the sideline.
Are you the enforcer there?
No, not at all. No, Stevie Corriker and I assist Arnie. So, you know, we come together with the sessions. We all discuss it. Andrew Clark is the finest in the business with his strength and conditioning elements and how he brings everything together physically. So it's a great team.
Mossy.
Great bunch of guys.
Stevie Corriker. There's not a bad bone in his body, so he'd have to be the good guy. Do you play the bad guy? Who's the, you know, there's a good cop, bad cop is the assistants.
There's good balance right throughout the staff, TK. Let's just say that.
Very diplomatic now, aren't you?
That's what we're looking for, exactly right. Now, Brisbane signed Massimo Macaron, 38 in September.
What?
Yes.
Is he going to add?
Well, look, he's had a fantastic career. He's played in the Serie A. He comes straight from the Serie A with Empoli. Two times Italy international. Played for Middlesbrough in England. Everywhere he's gone, he's scored goals. I think that the big question, which is a fair enough question from supporters, but it's frustrating the club. Craig Moore's come out and said his age shouldn't be a factor, but unfortunately it is. He turns 38 before a ball is kicked this season.
Yeah.
And that takes to 9 the number of players who are 30-plus in the Brisbane Roar squad. Now, the A-League is it's a very physical league. It's a fast league. Legs are absolutely crucial and mobility. And Brisbane also are trying to qualify for the ACL. So at the back end of the season, they could be playing two competitions with the travel. So, look, there has been a fair bit of backlash up there from Brisbane supporters over the age of Macaron. But, look, everyone loves to be proven wrong. That's a great thing about sport. So if he comes in and bangs away the goals, then those knockers will go away pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's nothing like a... Well,
go on, say it.
Come on, TK.
The great thing, I'll save you for
I've
a
never
second.
Never seen him speechless.
Keep your knockers to yourself, I reckon.
the sport is such a young age, though, isn't it? Like, you just... You pick a young guy over an old guy just about every time now. And I say that as an old bloke when I was playing, and you think I can still contribute. But young legs just let you just keep going.
Yeah, they do, Berkey. And I think the one constant message that comes out of players who come, either Socceroos who come back to Australia or foreigners who come to our league, always talk about how quick it is. Mm. And don't forget, we're playing through the middle of summer as well. So you've got the conditions to deal with, the hard pitches that you don't get over there in
daylight
Europe.
Games as well. It's not all under light.
Right.
It's not all at night time either, is it?
Sometimes Sunday, humidity. 4 o'clock, it's 35 degrees. Mm. We're not postponing kickoff unless it's 37 on the light bulb or whatever they call it, the heat bulb or wet bulb.
Tough.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. No, that's hot. That's hot.
Now, yeah, so it'll be interesting.
James Troisi?
Yes. James Troisi's 29 years of age. His career has taken him to England, Turkey, Italy, Belgium, Saudi Arabia, China and Australia. It now looks like he's going to add Israel to that list. It looks as though those reports of him signing for Maccabi Haifa have some real substance to them. Now,
they're a big club.
They are a big club, but they're not in Europe. They finished sixth last season. So if they were in Europe, I could understand him going to a club like that. But there was real interest from Brighton Hove Albion, which, of course, is where Matty Ryan is. They got promoted to the Premier League. And when things broke down with Melbourne Victory for Jimmy, there was serious talk about Brighton putting in an offer for him, and that seems to have gone away. Or he's chosen to explore the Israeli route rather than the Premier League route, which is a strange decision on the face of it.
Does Postecoglou have anything to do with that? To say, hey, mate, I would rather you play in the EPL rather than playing in the Israeli league?
Yes. Yeah, I would say there is a fair bit of that, Berkey, because especially now, like, they're trying to qualify for a World Cup and play in one within the next 12 months. So I reckon Ange would have a fair bearing on that. If you're a smart player and you want to go to Russia 2018, correct, I'd be asking for the national coach's opinion.
You've got to play. Wherever you go, you've got to play, don't you? Which is Jose Mourinho regarding Cristiano Ronaldo.
A few little whispers have been circulating over the last couple of months, particularly when Ronaldo said he wants to leave Spain. That seems to have been resolved, but he was asked a question again post their Manchester United's preseason game with LA Galaxy in America, and he said, I'm not going to waste energy or time on what is Mission Impossible.
Mm. Right.
So that should put that to bed. So watch him sign for Manchester United next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Plus, was there not reports that Ronaldo thought he was too harsh on... Mourinho was too harsh on Ronaldo?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, you could say the same thing about Lukaku, who's gone back to Manchester United now that Mourinho let him go from Chelsea. So, you know, things swinging roundabouts in sport. We forgive and we forget very quickly, don't we?
Good on you, mate. We'll let you go and check out those knockers.
Yeah, thanks. Good on you, guys. See you tomorrow.